I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts and Catherine. It's just me today because I'm going to be taking you through a guided journaling. This is something that we've been wanting to do for a while. I know we've talked about journaling. I put out a journal last year, and I've gotten a lot of messages recently about a new one, and I figured let's just do a guided journal. I'm going to talk you through some prompts and then give you the space and time to work through them. So the deal is we have three prompts. They all kind of build off of each other, and I'm going to give you the space between each prompt to work through. If I start talking and move on to the next one before you're done, just pause and take all the time you need to finish up, or you can of course skip ahead, but I won't give you an abundance of time. So just pause, take your time, do your thing, and work through these. I've really been loving open-ended, more mind dump type of stuff recently rather than just kind of short journal prompts. So this is what that is going to be. Kind of open-ended, but still guided. And I think this is a really fun episode because you can do it as many times as you want. And the nature of these prompts are built so that you can do it as many times as you want. You can do this every day. You can do this every week. You can do this whenever you need or want or feel like it. And every time your answers are going to be different. Even though these questions are the same, they're gonna be probing at the same things, but we're all gonna get down to like the root cause of what's on your mind. So let's get into it. Before we do, just a quick reminder that Girls with Goals merch is still available if you want an Impress Yourself hoodie. It's a white hoodie. There are some secret little Easter eggs. I described it as an Easter egg the other day when someone was looking at it and someone laughed at me because they're like, what are you talking about with an Easter egg? But the Girls with Goals cover picture with Carolyn and I taken out and some text added on is the back. So if you know, you know, it is the cover picture, but it also is it could be a standalone hoodie. So even if you're not like a ride or die, I think it is so fire. I love it. I wear it literally every day. So shameless plug, that link is in the description below, as well as Carolyn and I's Instagrams, TikToks, and the Girls with Goals Pod Instagram TikToks if you want a little bit of a different glimpse into our life, a visual, if you will, or just more content in general. go click over there and let's get into this guided journal. So grab pen, paper, iPad, whatever you want. And again, if the time runs out, just pause and finish up your thoughts, take your time, and then start up when you're ready again. So our first prompt is, what is taking up space in your head? So I want you to make a list of everything that is taking up mental energy right now. Positive, negative, neutral, big or small, it doesn't matter. Just write down everything that has been going through your head recently and has been taking up some of the mental energy. Now, the things in your list are likely people, events, tasks, physical, tangible things. But the reason they're on your mind is likely because there's a lot of emotions or feelings or reactions behind them, positive or negative. So a positive thing, say you're excited to see your friend that you really love. The mental energy that is taking up space in your mind is the excitement you're starting to feel preemptively. You're starting to get happy about that experience, that person, that time you're going to spend seeing them. That's a positive reaction, but it's an emotion, it's a feeling, it is a reaction. And that's a good thing. That's what we want out of these relationships, right? You're preemptively feeling appreciated and happy and feeling like you're already with this person. You're feeling all those things that this person brings out in you. That's a great thing. For the negative things, you're probably running through like the worst outcomes, the stressors, the chaos. You're living through it in your head, nervous about it, whatever the emotion attached to whatever this kind of negative thing on your mind is. And we don't like that, right? Because we don't want to be living it twice or three times or however many times it goes through your head before you actually experience the thing. My point is that the mental energy being taken from you with all those things, positive, negative, is not really about the thing itself, but it's about the feeling that it's going to evoke in you or the feelings that it's evoking right now. And I know we talked about this in last week's episode, with the root cause of something being that feeling. And this remains true right here in this prompt, which is what we're gonna get down to. So I want you to go down your list that you made before, I don't care how long it is, with everything that you wrote down prior of things that are taking up space, mental energy. I want you to dig deeper and assign it a feeling or a reaction, or, you know, uncover what it is that is actually taking up that energy. Positive, negative, assign some emotions. Now, with all of these things, there are the feelings that you want to feel and the feelings that you are feeling. So especially with the negatives, but even with the positives, a lot of times there are discrepancies between what you want to feel, what you want to get out of something, and how you are feeling. So we're building on these prompts here. The first one was, what is taking up mental energy? What's on your mind? The second one was, what do you feel with those things? And the third one is, what do you want to feel with those things? So we're going to go back down the list, and for everything you wrote down in that first section, for every feeling you equated in the second section, now in this third section, we're going to find out what you want to feel with all these things. So maybe for the positives, this is a reinforcer. Maybe it's redirection. For the negatives, it will likely be a redirection, a change. So using the people example that we used in the first one, if you are meeting with a friend and maybe that's a really uplifting, energizing thing and you are preemptively super excited about it, how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel confident? Do you want to feel like yourself? Do you want to feel secure? Do you want to feel energized? How do you want to feel in that situation? It could be diving deeper into what you said in the second prompt. It could be reinforcing it, or it could just be something that you haven't thought of yet. For a negative example, maybe you have plans with someone that feels really draining or is chaotic, or there's drama or something going on. In the negative, with this section, rather than talking about how you do feel in the moment, let's talk about how you want to feel in a situation like this. So it doesn't have to be the exact same situation. It could be. Maybe you're with this person who does have the opportunity to make you feel energized and appreciated and all of those good things that we mentioned in positive examples. Or you could take it in a different direction and just think about how you want to feel in your relationships in general, and think about a good friendship and how you want to feel in that. So we're going to reinforce some of those positive feelings and move towards how you want to feel and how you want to shape those experiences in the future. So go down the list again, and let's put as many feelings, as many emotions or things that you can equate to these experiences. Go down the list, take your time, and I will catch you in the next prompt. Thank you. Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order. I always find myself just doing mind dumps. I don't really love right now a little short prompt. I like just seeing where my mind takes me and putting things down on paper. Maybe it's because it takes less upfront energy. Maybe it's because I feel like I get more out of it when I do it. But I have for a very long time been just sticking to mind dumps, and I haven't been that energized to do any prompts. Like if I'm journaling, I'm just gonna write things down. So to finish this off, we're going to do a mind dump. You can build on the things. Maybe something sparked an idea or something you want to get off your chest or write about right now from the last three prompts. Go for it. Maybe this is something entirely different. Put whatever's in your head on paper. It truly has no rules. It can be incomplete thoughts. You can use incomplete sentences. I don't care. Just go with whatever's in your brain. Flow it out onto the paper. Try not to pause too much. Just let it happen and get into a state where I don't care if it makes sense on paper. I just care that it makes sense in your head as you're getting it out. Whatever's flowing through your mind, wherever it takes you, you can go in a million different directions in this. Just put it down right away. Thank you for going through this guided journal prompt with me. I hope this was helpful. I hope this was insightful or maybe something that got you back into journaling or got you into it in the first place. Like I said, this is a fun one because you can truly listen to it as many times as you want with whatever is going through your mind, or just use these prompts in the future. As always, thank you guys for listening. Merch link in the description below. Instagrams, TikToks for some extra content in the links below. It's adding Catherine Kinnean, at Caroline Kinnean, at Girls With Goals Pod on everything. So go check that out. And we will talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.